Chapter 5, A Banner Day. Focus, Julie, focus. What was that last question? And more importantly, had it been directed at her? No, someone else had answered it correctly. One more question, and then it would be Julie's turn. Why was she so afraid? If only Mindy, Kelly, and the others were here to cheer her on. Sure, her parents were sitting in the third row, and Jackson was roaming the aisles, taping the event with his new camcorder. Still, she felt like she was stranded on a desert island. Islands, rivers, countries, capitals. She'd studied all the categories. She knew this stuff. As a round of applause died down, Julie could hear rustling from the back of the auditorium. She peered through the stage light's luminous glare. There was something familiar about the tall, curly-headed shape in the last row. Johnny O'Brien! And there was Mindy's high-pitched giggle. Typical. They came to sit in the back and laugh. The audience was now making shushing noises as the moderator moved to the next contestant. Julie concentrated, imagining a shell of facts building itself around her, brick by brick. South American countries, Brazil, Venezuela, Colombia, Paraguay. But now, there was more rustling coming from the audience, louder this time. Julie peeked out again. It was her friends, and they had unfurled a hand-painted banner. Julie squinted into the lights to read it. Next to her, a girl from Watson Junior High answered a question incorrectly. Looking at her smiling friends, Julie took a deep breath. It cleared her head. Her hands were steady now. Her heart beat loudly, but it stayed in her chest. The moderator looked at Julie and began to speak. The geography girl was ready.